Tomorrow night, 40 television stations owned by Sinclair Broadcasting will air a special that includes portions of a documentary, many would prefer the term diatribe, that's highly critical of John Kerry. Sinclair had apparently planned to run the entire film, it's called Stolen Honor, but made changes after criticism. Still, legally, can a broadcaster air a partisan film in the final weeks of an election campaign without granting equal time to the other side? Here's Slate's Andy Bowers with an explainer.
The answer is maybe. The FCC used to have what was known as the Fairness Doctrine, which required broadcasters to grant reply time to those who said they or their views were criticized. That rule was killed in 1987. There is still something known as the Equal Time Law. It mandates equal time for a candidate when his rival is sold or granted TV time, unless the broadcaster is doing a bona fide newscast, interview, or news documentary where the candidate's appearance is incidental to the program. So this rule would allow Kerry a free hour to reply if Sinclair gave an hour of airtime to George Bush. But there's a catch in this case. Kerry is the subject of Stolen Honor, even if it's a slam against him. So the equal time law, if applied here, would actually provide equal time for the Bush campaign. One other avenue for Kerry supporters could be campaign finance rules, which bar corporations from contributing to candidates. That's what the Democrats say Sinclair was essentially doing in airing Stolen Honor.
Andy Bowers is a senior editor at Slate.